Think of the executive boards or board of directors of most company you know. What do you see? Usually these are people who look like each other. They have trusting relationships. They have a team of one mind and probably unity. But let's be honest. Wouldn't it be a dream to have all your friends on board with you who think like you, like what do you like? It will be a blast. Or not. Let's get back to the essential of a company's decision making. It should be strategic direction, governance of risk, finance and other resources, and increasingly, governance of the sustainability agenda. We could summarize this function by seeing further, seeing before, seeing the invisible, not yet visible, and linking the dots between all the factors, the internal and external, visible and invisible. But you might say the most important is to carry the vision and purpose of the company. And you're right. However, there are significant risks. To be blinded by the vision, to be unable to question the highest level leader, to try and fit, and therefore, to not challenge the statu quo. Therefore, the board can become the guardian of the temple, protecting the statu quo, the way we are doing things, and the way we already decided we'll do. And I believe this fails the missions and the goals of a board. Lehman Brothers' board didn't see the risk of the residential real estate crisis. Kodak's board didn't see the digital cameras taking the world, although they owned the patent for it. Blockbuster's board didn't see the streaming video service threats, and the list go on. And I believe that there are five reasons for those failures, which are not enough diversity on the board, not enough inclusion on the board, discussion focused on finding agreement, not alignment, too much authoritarian leadership, and not enough ability to listen to different opinion. Wow, that's quite a list. Yes, it is. Let's unpack together the five steps that could lead to significant business innovation on your board. The first one is more diversity. So, many countries and US states have mandated this step mainly for gender equality and, like in California, for underrepresented group. And Trudy Bourgeois, founder and CEO of the Center for Workforce Excellence, says, to truly embody and govern inclusion, the board should reflect diversity, customer base, and in its composition. Create an inclusive culture within the boardroom itself and integrate inclusive thinking and behavior into all the ways that the board operates. I find interesting that they mentioned that the board should show the diversity of the customer base. So why is this important? One executive board I worked with comprised over 50 white males from a single culture, people over 50 years old. Our clients were globally active and trying to target young clients. When we presented a mobile solution to order a car, one executive told us, I would never order a car on a mobile phone. That is the problem. Board members see the business as their issue, and usually it turns out that the board are too conservative, slow for innovation, and risk adverse. Another benefit of diverse leadership is improved financial performance. A McKinsey study conducted in 2019 showed that company in the top quartile for gender diversity on executive teams were 25% more likely to have above average profitability than companies in the fourth quartile. 25% more profitability, wow. Diversity is not just gender, ethnicity, LGBT+, or disability, but personality. At CEO Talks, we have been working on a tool to provide dashboard for individual personalities leading to team composition, strengths, weaknesses, and how hiring can complete the tools for ultimate performance. So you probably notice that not every company that brings the right people on their board and committees sees such benefits. Why? Because you need to take one more step, inclusion. Now you have the people around the table. Do you see the result that we discussed in the diversity part? Not always. Why? Because being at the table is not enough. I noticed that not everybody has a say in the executive board. Some are there for the statistics or to listen or convey the official message to their department. That was my experience on one of the boards I was part of. In addition, to be present, which is diversity, we need to pay attention to welcoming and giving a voice to everyone we have invited. This is inclusion, and it requires for the actual value of the innovation to be experienced. The point is that these different options and voices are required to come to a balanced, complete, and wise decision. As Janet Fauci, executive chair of the board of Deloitte USA, said it very well, actually. Diversity is having a variety of voices and people in the conversation, and inclusion is an environment where all those voices really can be heard. We could have very diverse boards, but still not get to better answers and better outcomes for organization and our society, unless we create a real inclusive board and inclusive governance. Fossil is another company that understands the long-term value of inclusion, as Costa Katsotsis, chairman and CEO, said. Shareholders ask about diversity and inclusion because they know that it will add value, long-term shareholder value. Next, we need to create a diversion opinion discussion. So I think that you have now reached the heart of this exciting topic of an innovation team. Thanks for hanging on with me. This point is one of the most significant learning I gained in management, strategy, leadership, and coaching during the last years. Why is this important? Because the real answer is not the obvious one. You can find an ideal solution in just a few minutes. Coming quickly to a decision is not a good sign. Why is that? Because we need to look at the situation and decision from different points of view. Here are a few examples. Who is affected? What difference does it make for all stakeholders? What happens if we do or do not take this decision? What are we missing? Those questions are complex and require input from people with different opinion, angle of view, experience, age, and background. It also requires authentic discussions where every contribution feels emotionally safe to share a critical view, and it is safe to share an idea without being criticized and judged. You get better answers and perspective by having a diverse and inclusive board, Fauci said. A variety of voices and perspective around the table, I believe, leads to much better outcome for the organization. Why should we have all this perspective? Vittorio Colao, the CEO of Vodafone Group, summarized it in the following words. In a world that is changing at a faster rate than ever before, variety of sensors are essential to enable businesses to effectively interpret different signs, different signals, both mitigating risk and seizing opportunity. We discovered this with the leadership table workshop that CEO Talks conducts with executive teams. By creating a surprising, differentiating environment to discuss several essential questions on the team, the company, and the individual, the team starts to discover not only answers, but even new questions, new areas that have not yet been necessarily discussed. Every team has its taboos or topics that we don't need to discuss here. or he again. This is accomplished by having two experienced external coaches use their intuition to lead the conversation on the topic that we suspect is instrumental. At the same time, not knowing the whole story, we have experienced with the coaches a more profound strategic and liberating discussion in the team. And this is where really team coaching with external view really makes a very, very a big difference of reaching not so obvious ways. So in summary, authentic, safe, and creative conversation are what every team needs. I often hear people who might think, but we need cohesion, not divergent opinion and idea. And you might be thinking so as well. So thanks for raising this point. And you are right. In the coaching framework that we use for executive leaders and teams, after exploring the options, as we discussed on the above section, we evaluate them and choose the right one at this stage and in the current context. And this is a delicate moment. The participants have until now brought their contribution to the thinking process. They are sometimes asked to accept that their solution is not the best and that other colleagues might have got something of more value at this stage. Sometimes a solution might combine different opinion, but not always. The joint solution development, the acceptance of that collective solution, and the support of such a solution is called alignment. It is instrumental to the success of any strategy and innovation. And for that stage to work well, humility is required. Do I want to see the right solution for the good of the team or the organization? Or do I want to be already right and the recognized expert in every topic? In my opinion, this is one of the biggest traps of leadership. But that's a topic for another day. Next, empower others to innovate. So great. Now that you have reached a great solution, supported by all the executive team members, how do you implement it? By having all the executive team members feel at the role and keep them for themselves? No, of course, I was joking. The answer is so evident that I'm almost embarrassed to share it with you. Finding the best possible team to do the job without looking at their cultural background, age, gender, or other areas, except their skills, experience, and potential. Oh, that sounds easy. And here again, you need to look widely. Finding the right person in a few minutes is not always right. The good thing is that if you have diverse and inclusive teams, you will be able to identify suitable candidates. And when you have found them, keep them motivated. Sounds obvious? This topic comes up so often in my coachings. I often share that we cannot motivate people as they must devise their goal and reason for doing their job. They need to have their own reason. What we need to do is to undemotivate them. This word doesn't exist? Yeah, too bad. Maybe somebody should invent it. And lastly, we need leadership transformation. Would you like to see your team being 25% more engaged, 47% more creative, 41% more loyal, feeling that they belong, and 43% more likely to stay? Wow. This result came out of a research conducted by Russell Reynolds Associates in 2017 and have shown benefits with senior leadership implementing a diversity and inclusion culture in 57 companies. The goal of diversity and inclusion should not just to be about KPIs or hitting the correct balance of different profiles in your boards. We have seen that this does not create diversity, inclusion, or innovation. Therefore, it should be about creating a company culture conducive to authentic, open, and critical dialogue, starting at the board level and impacting the entire company. Once you have experienced this diversity, inclusion, and innovation transformation in one team maybe where you test it. Repeat the same process, same first four steps we discussed in each team. The lowest level of the team, closest to the daily challenge, will probably find the most efficient and sustainable answer. And the innovation transformation will happen. Why not start directly there? The senior management must first show the example and set the right culture. And that's what transformative leadership is about. I'm wishing you really great success in implementing this diverse leadership approach.